This morning, a turning point as firefighters make significant progress on two of California's biggest wildfires. But officials say some fires are still raging and full containment could still be a week away. Parts of Northern California are still engulfed in flame and smoke. Day 9 of the deadliest wildfire disaster in California history. 40 people have lost their lives. 5,700 homes and businesses destroyed.
I'm very pleased to welcome to our program today Father Lawrence McGittich of the St. Seraphim Cathedral in Santa Rosa, California. Father, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be talking to you today.
I checked the news this evening before you and I spoke, and they're telling me that there's still 100 people that are missing. Lives have been lost. Homes have been destroyed. Fires in three counties. It doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Can you bring us up to date at this point?
Yeah, the local radio station, KSRO, and the local paper, keeping very close tabs on all this, said that they had a turning point yesterday. A lot of the fires are starting to be a high percentage contained. Not 100% by any means, but to date, something like 6,700 homes and businesses have been destroyed, hotels, shopping centers, a whole housing area. Something like $3 billion in losses estimated. And just in this county, Sonoma County, not County Napa or Mendocino, there have been 106,000 acres that have burned.
It's unreal.
So this obviously, yeah, this is devastation. You go downtown, it looks fine, except for the smoke in the air, but you drive a little bit north of the downtown area, and there's a Hilton Hotel that's gone. And a Kmart shopping center that's nothing but a pile of rubble. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Yeah, and it seems to have swept through very quickly, people saying that they had just minutes to evacuate. So obviously that's a very frightening situation. Is your parish in danger? How are you keeping track, let's say, of your parishioners, your family, your friends?
The parish is not in danger. We're not in a fire zone. Although Monday morning, as I went up to the local hardware store on foot, it's just a couple blocks away, and I could see the hill, and there were some flames licking over on the other side of the ridge, but that was put out very quickly, and that was at probably 10 miles away. So since then, we've been fine. Keeping track of parishioners and friends and relatives of parishioners by text message, by email, by phone call, by Facebook, people showing up and talking to me. So lots of communication going on.
How about the support, Father? What kind of support is needed? What do you feel needs to be done at this point?
The county's pulling together in an incredible way. You know, it's always said when times of tragedy and disaster, people come together to work for relief. And it's true. It's happening here in Sonoma County. All kinds of organizations are working for the good of their neighbor and for relief. We have a fund on our parish website, and it's growing hourly. And thanks to also Holy Virgin Cathedral in San Francisco, the cathedral on Geary Street, and Mr. Nick Buick, who was part of the organization called the Russian American Community. They're sending a check to us. Actually, they're putting money in our bank account. Father Alexander Krasovsky at the Rocor Church across the way is helping to coordinate that with us. The local Greek Orthodox Church, Nativity of Christ in Novato, is standing by should we need to, if we had to evacuate the parish. We would have loaded trucks up with all the icons, the relics, the holy things, and taken it all down there. And they would have also taken people. So we're all communicating, working closely. Today, a check was delivered from St. Timothy's Antiochian Church in Fairfield. And money's coming in so we can distribute to those that have lost their homes. They need clothes, you know, or toothbrushes. And you're not going to give them used stuff. They need to start fresh. So. We're trying to give families money according to, but our parish doesn't need to provide a kitchen or a place for people to come sleep because there's abundant resources that have been supplied in Santa Rosa for that.
Well,
so
it's very
our mission's a little different. It's connecting need to resources.
Okay. And would you give us, please, the address, your web address So if people want to go there and see what's going on
Yes.
and want to help out, they could do that.
Yes, it's saintseraphim.com. Spell
Okay.
out the word saint.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there on the homepage.
Okay. We spoke a little bit about local other Orthodox Christian parishes in the area where fire is raging, the fact that you're helping one another. That's a blessing. Unfortunately, I've been doing these discussions with local clergy more than I would like to do. I just finished them with Houston and with what happened in the Caribbean, and it just keeps hitting us one after the other. Let me change a little bit here, Father, and sort of go into your heart, if you don't mind my doing that, and ask you, what do you say to people who have lost everything? They're homeless. They may even lost their family members. How do you deal with that, Father?
I don't think you say much. You listen, and you give a helping hand. If you say anything, you know, it's that you're there to help them and provide what they need. People like that don't need a lot of talking at. They need some fellowship and some compassion. So they're going to know we're here.
Yes.
And that a lot of our own people have suffered as well through other things, other, you know, events in their life. And we can meet them there.
You know, the past 2 months have revealed lots of things about different people and how they react under circumstances, but it also revealed to us how illusory life is. How do we make sense of our lives as Orthodox Christians when these events are hitting us left and right? What's going on? What are they telling us, do you think?
Well, as a Christian, you know, I can look around the world at any given moment and see disasters. It's not something that we experience all the time in our safe bubbles, you know, here on the West Coast where things seem to be so nice. But you look at Syria, you look at Egypt, you look at North Africa, you look at, there was terrible floods and storms in, I think it was Bangladesh recently. Mm-hmm. It's going on all the time. And it hits us and all of a sudden it gets a media and we go like, well, what's going on? Well, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's the fallen world. But it's not the end yet. We have to not seek for our comfort and consolation in the passing things of this world, although God gives us plenty of blessings. But if we seek for them, if we actively pursue them, then we're going to be very disappointed when they get taken away from us.
Very true. Well, Father Lawrence, our prayers are with you and with all of the people in Santa Rosa, California, and this recent disaster of the wildfires. For those of you listening and you would like to help out, and I urge you to do that, please go to their website at saintseraphim.com. Saint is spelled out, so it's going to be saintseraphim.com. Father Lawrence, thank you so much for your time.